This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hawkeye Steel has moved to its new office and showroom. Come out and visit them at 711 Hawkeye Avenue in White City. In addition to their steel inventory and metal building panels and component, they now stock a variety of metal-related goods, such as metal shelving, air compressors, nuts and bolts, etc. Ornamental iron components for the do-it-yourselfer, or they can quote you fabricated units. Hawkeye Steel also carries a variety of welding supplies. New items arrive daily. Get to Hawkeye Steel today. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, in the farm show this morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 695 and a quarter, up 3.5. July wheat trading at 696 and a half, up 4.5. May corn trading at 643 and a half, up 4. July corn trading at 622 and a quarter, up 4. May soybeans trading at 1416 and three quarter, up 12 and three quarter. July beans trading at 1358 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 691 and three quarter, down 5 3/4. July wheat ended at 692, down 3.5. September wheat ended at 699 and three quarter, down 3 1/4. May corn yesterday ended at 639 and a half, up a penny. July corn ended at 618 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. September corn ended at 546 and three quarter, up 4 1/4. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1404, down 15 and three quarter. July beans ended at 1345 and a quarter, down 13 and a quarter. August beans ended at 1285 and a half, down 13 and a quarter. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 405.90, down 58. July meal, 390.60, down 73. August meal, 365.40, down 70. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.18, up 61. July oil, 48.90, up 49. August oil, 48.67, up 40. And May oats yesterday ended at 390 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. July oats ended at 384 and a quarter, down 6. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with corn closing slightly higher and soybeans and wheat lower, with technical buying at the Board of Trade helping corn to finish higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 634 to 646. Soybeans were down 13 to 15 cents at 1396 to 1415. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents higher at 636 to 651, and soybeans dropped 7 to 9 cents at 1412 to 1430. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 1 to 4 cents at 627 to 664. Soybeans fell 11 to 15 cents at 1424 to 1445, with wheat bids 6 to 9 cents lower at 684 to $7. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 13 cents at 1450 to 1455, with basis steady, ranging from 105 to 110 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $5.80 a ton on Wednesday to range from $4.2090 to $4.3090. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 4 cents at 658 to 663, with basis steady ranging from 40 to 45 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents stronger at 647 to 654, with basis up 1 to 3 cents at 8 to 15 over the May. Soybeans down 15 to 21 cents at 1434 to 1450, with basis ending mixed to range from 30 to 46 over the May. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery fell 4 cents down to 693 to 695, with basis steady range from 1 to 3 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 cents lower at 644 to 645. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 21 cents with quotations at 1453 to 1454. Soft red winter wheat down 6 at 716 to 717, while Milo ended steady at 626 to 627. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 490 up to 508. New crop soybean bids range from 1148 to 1164. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 491 up to 509, with new crop soybean bids at 1162 to 1177. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 496 to 513, new crop soybean bids 1164 to 1187, and the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 662 to a high of 690. That completes our grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. May hogs ended the day at 88.60, up 77. June hogs ended the day at $91, up $1.42. July hogs, $91.42, up $1.40. April cattle yesterday ended the day at $126.92, up 72. June cattle, $122.07, up $1.25. August cattle, $122.90, up $1.27. April feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at $133.75 unchanged. May feeders, $141.10, up a buck and a half. August feeders, $150.62, up $2.50. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.06 higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $73.01 to $77, with the weighted average carcass price of $74.92. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. Light sows were $1 lower. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 40 to 45. 4 to 5 weight sows, 43 to 47. The 5 to 550 weights, 47 to 48. And 550 and up, 49 to 50, with a few up to 52. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 49 to 54. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 10,218 head. And from United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, for April 23rd, they had receipts of 458 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they're bringing 123 to 126. Choice slaughter Holsteins, 112 to 116. Choice slaughter heifers, 122 to 125. Fairview Auction for April 23rd, they had receipts of 282 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 121 to 127.25. Choice slaughter heifers, 121.50 to 126.25. On to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums, bring 79. Breakers, 80 to 85. Boners, 70 to 75. And leans 59 to 65.25. Greenville Auction Livestock Auction opening report for April 24th. They had receipts of 523 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holsteins were not tested early. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they're bringing 123 to 131. Choice slaughter heifers, 122 to 130.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 474 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $86.50, which was 9 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $191.54, which was 13 cents higher, and the selects were $184.81, and that was $1.03 higher. On to the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection. Cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000 compared to 121,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 420,000, which compared to 419,000 last week and 413,000 a year ago. United Producers Weekly Hay Auction in Shelbyville from April 23rd, they had receipts of 212 bales. Alfalfa good quality ranged in price from $3.50 up to $6, and mixed grass good quality traded from $3 to $3.60. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 169, down 4.5. For block cheese, 186.5, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 172.5, down 3.25. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, $17.59, unchanged from Tuesday. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April and May, $6.36. Corn delivered to Scottville for April and May, $6.32. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.35, and for May, $14.28. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.81. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hawk Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $6.36, corn at Scottville, $6.32, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.35, and wheat at Scottville, $6.81. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit CTEMI.com. Service starts here.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-50s. We will have west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, Friday, becoming cloudy, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies on this Thursday morning. Right now, 39 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Carlinville, Litchfield, Verdon, Hamel, and Vandalia. Madison Communications, your internet source. And by Litchfield Community Savings at State and Union in Litchfield. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center in Louder provides producers with market access and insights for their success. They stay on top of the market, and they're able to take your grain when you need to move it and at a good price. Their high-speed facility in Louder can get you unloaded fast. See CHS in Louder for all your marketing needs. Talk with Andrew Paluska or Jenny Gibbs for current prices.
Seavers Equipment has Quest S-Series mowers from the best-selling brand of mowing equipment for the landscape professional, Exmark. The Quest S-Series truly goes the extra mile, providing all the amenities of the E-Series plus even more commercial-grade features like the ultra-smooth HydroGear Z2800, available on the 50-inch model. Or the Series 2 fabricated deck. Its heavy-duty 10-gauge steel and welded wear strip gives you a great cutting machine that will last. Find one today at Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, and Carlinville.
First of all, in the news this morning, here's the weekly crop condition update from the Illinois Department of Agriculture. We join Mark Schleusner.
Cold weather was mixed with rain, and more rain last week in Illinois. We received many reports of more than 5 or even 6 inches of rain. The overall state average was 3.87 inches of rain last week, and district averages range from 2.25 inches up to more than 4.75 inches. Temperatures were well below normal last week. The state average was more than 5 degrees below normal. Very little field work was accomplished last week because of the rain, and pastures are not greening up very quickly because of the cold temperatures. Topsoil moisture in Illinois is rated as 35% adequate and 65% surplus. Subsoil moisture is rated as 5% short, 68% adequate, and 27% surplus. The condition of the winter wheat crop was reported as 3% poor, 21% fair, 63% good, and 13% excellent. Pasture conditions were reported as 2% very poor, 10% poor, 32% fair, 42% good, and 14% excellent. Corn planted remained stalled at 1% complete, compared to 56% 1 year ago and 24% for the 5-year average. Oats planting inched ahead to 27% complete compared to 70% normally. I would like to thank everyone that reported on our weekly crop progress and condition report this past week. You are helping us to provide a service to the agricultural community. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Last week, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network spent some time with Brad Grotevent of the Madison County Farm Service Agency office. She asked him about wheat seeding in Madison County.
Yeah, we had some increased wheat acres from the past year here in Madison County. The wheat looks really good, and so far, hopefully this rain isn't going to hurt it too bad, but it's really shot up here with this warm weather before the rain and now with the extra moisture. Hopefully it works real well. But again, we had a little higher wheat acreage planted here in Madison County, and hopefully it turns out well.
We talked earlier about what's more stressful, a dry year like last year or, you know, a late planting wet season. Is it a draw?
I think it might be a draw because, you know, with the drought, of course, it's stressful. I mean, it's hard on our bodies, let alone hard on watching your crop dwindle in the field and just not turn out the way we all want it to turn out. And with the wet weather we're having now, not being able to get out there, that's a little stressful. And anxiety is a big thing. And when you just can't get out there and do it when you want to do it, it's very stressful too. So it's kind of a draw, you'd say.
What about just kind of closing out with the 5-year farm bill, if we should get it this year, as you guys train and prepare, what would be the time frame for us if we actually get one, and what do they tell you as far as training?
Yeah, that's a good question. It'll just all depend on how Congress deals with it and when it gets passed. But I would assume if there's not a lot of major changes on our just kind of our sub-program area, we should be able to implement it pretty quick. You know, if they go, they get rid of the direct and countercyclical program and go to more of a revenue type program, we'll definitely have a little learning curve to learn ourselves as well as our producers. And if it's something significant, I'm sure we'll have town hall meetings and be able to get the farmers and producers and owners trained and get them familiar with the program so they can make their decisions when it's ready. So,
and just to follow up on that, do you think there's a lot of operations that are, you know, holding off on making long-term decisions based on the outcome of the Farm Bill?
There may be some of that. It's kind of been a kind of a touchy year with not knowing if we were going to get the extension and not knowing for sure how to make their, you know, pre-planting decisions on crops decisions and fertilizer and all that. And so we got through that with the 1 year extension, but it's one of those things that, you know, nowadays with this, the input costs being the way they are and everybody trying to plan ahead and get their goals set, it's definitely something that you're going to want to look at and make sure you're prepared and know all the program details before you get into it.
Anything else, Brad, that you would add about what your office is doing or what farmers need to know ahead of the season?
Not too much. Again, with the one-year extension, everybody's somewhat familiar with the way things work here in the office, and that's going to carry forward again in 2013. And if you haven't been in to sign up, please get into your local offices and start the process, because as soon as we get in the field, we all don't like to deal with paperwork when we're busy out in the field. So better start now and early and get that out of the way first.
Brad Grotevant at the Madison County FSA office. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. It is coming up on 6:29 on this Thursday morning. Legislation focused on eliminating loopholes, waste, fraud, and abuse would save $30 billion over 10 years from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Streamlining the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Act was introduced by South Dakota Senator John Thune and Indiana Congressman Marlon Stutzman. According to Senator Thune, the bill would eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse while ensuring a strong safety net for hungry families in greatest need. Senator Thune says SNAP participation has increased at 10 times the rate of job creation since President Obama took office, with 1 in 7 Americans now participating in the program. Annual program spending has doubled. He says the explosive growth in SNAP enrollment and the cost of the program is alarming and requires lawmakers to take cost-effective legislative control measures. Congressman Stutzman says the measure is a real, responsible plan to save taxpayer dollars. He also calls it a common-sense start for Farm Bill discussions. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will announce the renewal of a historic agreement with U.S. dairy leaders Wednesday. The agreement will accelerate adoption of innovative waste-to-energy projects on U.S. dairy farms. This pact extends a memorandum of understanding signed in 2009, which supports the dairy industry as it works to reach a long-term goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions 25% by the year 2020. Objectives of the memorandum of understanding are to increase the construction of anaerobic digesters and explore innovative ways to use products previously considered waste streams from dairy production, processing, and handling. A new Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign is debuting this month. According to Michelle Murray, Consumer Marketing Executive Director for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the campaign builds on the core benefits that only beef offers. Ms. Murray notes most look at beef for its sizzle or great flavor, but notes its nutrients make it the most powerful protein. It's called the Above All Else campaign, and it aims to reach the older millennials and Generation Xers who care about food and nutrition. The Beef Checkoff-funded campaign will feature sizzling beef recipes, juicy details about essential nutrients, and the voice of one of Hollywood's most promising new talents, Garrett Hedlund. Hedlund says he's proud to represent America's farmers and ranchers, noting he grew up on his father's cattle operation. Expo Magazine has named the National FFA Convention and Expo as one of the top 25 fastest-growing expo events in the country. The event draws more than 56,000 FFA members, alumni, teachers, administrators, and agriculture industry representatives from across the country. It's one of the largest student gatherings in the nation and has been an annual event since 1928. From 2011 to 2012, the Expo's square footage of exhibitor space grew by 14%. Attendance grew as well, increasing from 53,000 attendees in 2011 to more than 56,300 last year. Legislation providing state incentives for a proposed $1.2 billion fertilizer plant in Douglas County cleared the Illinois Senate Tuesday. The legislation now moves on to the House for consideration. The speed limit on interstate highways and tollways would increase to 70 miles per hour under a bill approved by the Senate on Tuesday. The higher speed limits would apply to interstate highways and tollways only. Four-lane divided state highways are not affected. As we close on this Thursday morning, once again in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 695 and three quarter, up four. July wheat trading at 696, up four. May corn now trading at 644 and three quarter, up five and a quarter. July corn trading at 623 and a quarter, up a nickel. May soybeans trading at 1416, up 12. July beans trading at 1357 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.